Business News Now, Julie Morris is here, talking about the power of the crowd, Julie.
Yes, hello again. There is power in numbers. Take a listen to this.
Rich folks laugh while the furnace burns in this condo sits on.
Every Passover, we set an extra space at our table and pour a glass of wine for a very special guest.
Well, there you heard the band's Chain, Five Iron Frenzy, and the short film Elijah the Prophet. You wouldn't have been able to hear any of that if it hadn't been for crowdfunding. Yet in Scotland, businesses are particularly poor at using this method to raise money. That's the conclusion of a report commissioned for Glasgow Chambers of Commerce, and the author of that report, Tim Wright of Twin Tangibles, is with me. Good morning to you. First of all, tell me what crowdfunding is.
It's a method of raising funds by collecting together lots of small contributions, and it typically takes four main forms. There's the reward-based platforms, which are like Kickstarter and Bloom VC, where a pledger receives some kind of reward in return for their pledge. There's the donation model, where it's a straight donation. There's equity-based models, where people receive shares and things in return for their pledges and investments. And there's also the peer-to-peer or peer-to-business model, where the money takes the form of a loan.
And we're particularly poor at it in Scotland, you've found through this report. How poor?
Yeah, the research that was commissioned by the Glasgow Chamber of Commerce has looked at the crowdfunding scene in Scotland in its generality. And one of the things that came up is that the value of crowdfunding in the UK last year was around about £200 million. And we would expect the Scottish economy to take up about 8% of that, which would mean that we'd expect to see about £16 million raised in Scotland. And that's not the case. It's significantly less than that. It could be, at worst case scenario, less than £1 million. So this represents quite an opportunity that's being missed by businesses in Scotland.
And why do you think we are very poor at it in Scotland?
It's hard to say. There's no obvious reason why. You know, the awareness levels are reasonably high about crowdfunding, but we think that the level of sophisticated understanding isn't high enough to give the confidence that businesses probably need to get involved. But there's no other obvious reasons why Scotland is underperforming, and we think it's an opportunity that the businesses are actually missing.
You mentioned one platform, Bloom, which is a Scottish-based one. It doesn't have to be Scottish. We've got a few, haven't we, in Scotland of these platforms. They don't have to be Scottish, though, do you? You could get a platform in the US or elsewhere in the UK.
Absolutely. And the notion of crowdfunding is that you reach out to a crowd, which means that you're not geographically bound in many cases. Of course, Bloom VC is one of the few Scottish platforms. There are other ones coming on board, but there's no reason why.